Today is being observed globally as International Youth Day. It is being observed under the theme Youth Civic Engagement. While citizens know the role of government towards them, the perception is that most people, especially the youth, do not render their responsibilities to the state. The director of UNFPA Ghana, Babatunde Ahonsi, however, differs in opinion.
For a number of reasons, globally, we all realize that this is the first time in the history of the world that we have not just a large number of young people in the in the world as a whole, but proportionately the largest proportion of the population that is within the age bracket of 10 to 24. We are never going to see again, given current fertility trends and mortality trends, we're never going to see a world again in which we have 1.8 billion adolescents.
Talking about how many years? If you're not going to see such a huge population, from what time to what time?
From now on, because many countries are witnessing, including in the fastest growing part of the world, which is Africa and South Asia, many countries are beginning to witness fertility decline. We are never going to have such a large number of young people. And they represent an asset. And so there is no way the world can, you know, actualize its ambitious aspirations for health, security, employment, safety of the current and future generations if we don't fully maximize the assets that this
land and opinion of the youth of
institutes for the world.
Babatunde Ahonsi maintains that without youth engagement, churches and mosques will fail to develop.
They are volunteering and nobody is paying them. It is true that there are many things that distract young people today that occupy them, and there are many reasons why a few of them might be discouraged. But I still see enough volunteerism, a sufficiently strong spirit of volunteerism in our young people in Ghana. The thing is, we have to, you know, tweak a bit how we engage them, and they will provide it. You don't need to mobilize young Ghanaians today to support Ghana when Ghana is playing football.
A journalist, Kwesi Baini, also holds a different opinion of the youth of today in volunteerism. He said almost all secondary schools in the 1970s had voluntary camps. He cited a project that was completed through volunteerism.
The Dohonya Irrigation Canal, that was built by the NRC stroke SMC. The labor that went there were voluntary students from second cycle institutions through the third cycle institutions. I must also say that even the TUC itself also organized its members to offer voluntary services in the construction of the Dohonya Irrigation Canal. What do we see today? You can't organize any young people to do anything for the state for free because the state has failed them.